Travis Denning and his band on a leisurely hike happened to have their instruments with them. And thank goodness they did, because in the middle of this hike, they sat down and covered this great song from the classic rock group America.
Ventura Highway in the sunshine, where the days are longer, the nights are stronger than moonshine. You're gonna go, I know.
I'd like to encourage Travis Denny to actually record that and put it out as a single. I think they just sound so good.
It's just be so cool to be able to have that ability. I would take my guitar everywhere if I could do that. I mean, clearly they do. They're just on this hike. Oh, I happen to have all of my instruments here. What do you say we sit on and jam? Can you imagine just like turning a corner on a hike and seeing that?
I would actually ask if they would just follow me on the hike while they played. It would make it so much better. It wouldn't seem like you were working so hard, because you'd be just singing along and going with the flow. And thank goodness they're good musicians, and it sounds really good. And it sounds like something that would sound great outside in the mountains, right? Versus, well,
it sounded pretty good anywhere, if you ask me.
Yeah. Well, I was just thinking, like, he came around the corner and here's John with the harmonica following you as you're hiking.
Thanks.
I'm just thinking, because all you play is Piano Man. After a while, it'd be like, I'm just going to
I can play
off.
More than Piano Man. I've got three songs in my repertoire now, lady. That's why I always get so jealous when I see people, like, walking with guitar cases. I'm like, oh, man, I wish I had your talent.
Yeah.
I'm starting to think about just walking around with a guitar case. Just like an empty guitar case, so people will think I'm an actual musician. Can when they you? Ask me to play, I'll be like, no, not right now. I'm just trying to get to my next gig.
Yeah.
When in reality, there's, like, coupons in the guitar case. There's nothing in there.
Coupons?
You know.
Why would you?
Blank pieces of paper.
Oh, my God.
Coming up, could you ever imagine hating Keanu Reeves?
Oh.
Nobody can.
Right?
One of the most likable cats in Hollywood. And he's part of our College of Hollywood Knowledge. John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON. As a rock jock early in my career, I'm so happy to be able to say that there's no other format in the world, in my opinion, and I'm sure Tammy agrees, that is as personable and fan relatable as country music is.
I would agree.
That was pretty evident when we were at the Chris Lane show this past Thursday at Belmont Park's Beach House.
Tell everyone your name and what part of San Diego you're from. My name is Melissa, and I'm from Oceanside.
Dean from Oceanside.
Now, you guys were just at CMA Fest, and for those who've never experienced that, give us some of the highlights of that whole experience. Nashville is amazing. Everyone's super friendly. The bars were amazing. It's so cool the way they're open. There's music, live music in every bar. You see artists. Artists are coming into their bars and playing, and it's just so welcoming. It's worth the trip. We're going again next year because we had such a good time.
Yeah.
We really enjoyed ourselves.
What was your favorite, if you can pick a couple, what were your favorite moments of CMA Fest?
Meeting Dolly Parton.
Stop! You met Dolly Parton. Tell us about that.
Amazing. Absolutely amazing.
Dolly was just walking around.
Walking around, meeting. We had the best time. Kid Rock's bar, I can't say enough. Amazing. The artist that was there, the Grand Ole Opry was awesome. My wife saw Jelly Roll. All the artists showed up at their own bar.
Right.
They were all hanging out.
Right.
And then you would see them walking up and down the street.
Have you been a country fan of your whole life, or have you loved other music?
I've loved other music.
Okay. So how many other music genres will artists do what country artists do at CMA Fest?
None.
Yeah.
None. It's, you have to go to Nashville to take it all in. It's a must go.
Yeah.
I tell everybody, myself, we travel every year. We do a vacation. My wife decided Tennessee. It blew me away that I agreed to go, but then once I was there, I was amazed.
Yeah.
The people were awesome. Everybody we met was outstanding. And if I say anything, stay downtown. Don't drive. We stayed right on Broadway. Right. We had a great time.
LAF softball. Our whole team went there, so there was like, 20 of us? And everybody's like, we want to come back. We want to go to Nashville again next year. A lot of them were into country. Some of them weren't. And now they're like, I really liked it. I really like country music. And people kept telling us, oh, it's gotten so big and commercialized now. We went down there and we felt like it was home, like a hometown.
Yeah.
Like everyone's so welcoming. The artists are so welcoming. The staff and the bars. I mean, everyone's so friendly.
Well, thank you for
taking... And we come to all these Quezon events because you guys are amazing.
Thank you.
I love seeing you and John. All the events, they're personable too. It's so nice. It's nice.
Well, thank you for taking the time.
Oh, my pleasure. Thank you.
Just hearing that story is so relatable to me. I mentioned before, I was a rock jock before, and I got paid, not well, but paid, to make fun of country.
Mm-hmm.
That was the thing. Our country morning show, we looked right across the glass, and they would be there every day, and we'd call them goat ropers, and it was the whole rock stupid mentality. And I was young. What are you going to do? I went to go see my sister Wendy, lived in New York City. I went to go visit her for my 30th birthday. She got us tickets to Saturday Night Live, which is the hardest ticket to get to. And the guest host was Garth Brooks. And I'm rolling my eyes. Like, of course, the only time I ever get to see SNL, it's Garth Brooks.
Ew.
Only the biggest music star in the world. I sat right on the lower level, and the cast members had to crawl over you to get back to their areas because it's so cramped in there. And Garth Brooks literally put his hand on my shoulder and stepped up over me and said, excuse me, as he did so.
Mm-hmm.
And it was then when I realized I was destined to work country.
No, it wasn't.
Soon thereafter, I got a job interview in Madison, Wisconsin.
Yeah.
I met this lovely lady over here.
You were touched by Garth.
I was touched by Garth and then saved by Tammy.
And ever since, your new tagline.
Touched by Garth,
saved by Tammy.
It sounds like you had to save me from Garth's touching, which is odd. Anyway, I get it. I totally get it.
Shania Twain found a very interesting duet partner. That's coming up next with John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON.
Is it true that everything sounds better in Italian? In a word, yes. It is true.
Shania Twain hung out in Tuscany. She stopped by a special 3-day concert event that was happening there with Andrea Bocelli, and they sang a song together, which they actually recorded for a new duets album that he has.
It's a new version of Shania's classic From This Moment On. It's entitled Da Stanotte in Poi, which means From Tonight Onwards.
Plus, they had that beautiful orchestra backing them up, which made it even better. They sound so good together.
You know why? Because he's Italian. In all seriousness, Shania got a rap early in her career. Correct me if I'm wrong, Tam. For not having the strongest voice, not being a very good vocalist, but very pop-produced. Mutt John Lang, her producer husband, got a lot of credit for her success, which is unfair. It takes a lot of stones to sing with a vocalist of Andrea Bocelli's caliber, and
she pulls
it off fabulously. Mm-hmm. So forget about that. She doesn't have a good singing voice garbage, because you don't sing with Andrea Bocelli if you can't sing.
Well, and here's part of the deal, too, with Shania. If you remember, she went through some problems, and she did have some problems for a while singing. She didn't think she was going to be able to sing again. So I think it was kind of unfair if someone caught her during that time period with a bad moment, mm-hmm. that's probably what it was.
Meanwhile, it makes me miss Italy. Did I tell you I was in Italy? Man, you'd just walk the streets and there would just be some musicians just out playing. But they'd always be playing like American songs, I noticed. I heard a lot of Oasis and Bon Jovi. It was weird. It was weird. Well, Bon Jovi's Italian, so, you know. But the Oasis was kind of weird. And by the way, they loved it.
I just love that the musicians playing in the street is such an Italian thing. It doesn't happen in downtown San Diego every single night.
Jessica, there's a lot of work to do back there. Get back to it, please. I don't know. It's just different. It's different. I'm sorry. I don't know what to tell you. It's an Italian thing. You'll get it when you go.
Oh, my God.
You'll get it when you go.
Oh, gosh. That's so smarmy sounding.
I mean, 833-287-1037. We've got tickets to see John Party. He's playing North Island Credit Union Amphitheater at the end of September, and you're going to be there just by taking on Tammy and Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. 833-287-1037. Maybe you'll win $100, but definitely you'll go see John Party with John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON.
San Diego Padres. San Diego.
starting pitching certainly saved the weekend for us as we go into Cleveland. Us. Again, John, you're not part of the team. Calm down. That ship has sailed a long time ago.
Every fan does that, though.
I know, but
you know,
our San Diego Padres went into Cleveland and won the series, and it had to do everything with our starting pitching. Yesterday, Michael King had a no-hitter into the seventh inning and stymied, the word is stymied, the Cleveland Guardians, Tammy. Not an easy team to beat. They're in first place in their division, so okay. It was a nice series win. Padres are on the road all this week because...
All-Star break?
Comic-Con.
Oh.
All-Star break was last week.
Oh, duh.
Does anybody care about baseball but me in this room?
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Should we move on to something else? What happened on Real Housewives over the weekend?
Oh, my God. Stop. I haven't watched it. I don't know
yet. How was Kenny Chesney?
Kenny Chesney was fantastic.
Perfect. Okay, we hope to hear about that in a second. You know, there's less than a half a season left in the baseball season already. It's going very, very fast. Padres are right in the hunt, but so are like seven teams in the National League. If the season ended today, you know we like to do this as far as the Padres' playoff spot. If the season ended today, there would be a three-way tie for the third playoff spot.
Okay.
Which means the season couldn't end today. They'd have to have a playoff to get into the playoffs.
Yes.
Either way, Padres are right there. Michael King himself said it before the game yesterday. I was listening to the pregame with Sammy Levitt on 97.3 The Fan, our sister station. He said, this is the time of season when teams that are built for it start to separate from the other teams. And the Padres certainly are built for it. So guys have to step up, get some wins together, separating yourselves from the rest of the pack, and solidify that playoff spot. Whereas we know, Tammy, as you especially know, once you get to the playoffs, it's anybody's game.
That's totally true.
Padres take on our all of a sudden arch nemesis, the Washington Nationals. Remember, they're gone all week this week as Comic-Con's happening in Gaslamp. You can listen to every game on our sister station, 97.3 The Fan. As always, go Pods. John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON.
It's Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. It's Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Got pop culture questions in there. Gotta answer more than Tammy can. We're talking about Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge.
Heading out to PB. Good morning, Hannah.
Good morning.
Hey, Hannah, would you do me a favor and kick Tammy out of our studio, please?
Tammy, please leave the studio.
All right, good luck.
Hannah, I got five pop culture questions for you, and if you get more right than Tammy, you get $100 thanks to a garage door and gate store, Main Street in Lakeside. For custom gates and garage doors, a garage door and gate store.com. One reminder to you, Hannah, that all ties are going to go to Tammy, okay?
Okay.
The legendary Bob Newhart died last week. He was 94 years old. In addition to his sitcoms, The Bob Newhart Show and Newhart, he's probably best known for playing Buddy's Papa Elf in Elf. Who played Buddy?
Will Ferrell.
Halle Berry hates that she's carried the failure of the superhero villain movie on her shoulders all these years when she didn't make it alone. What superhero villain did Halle play?
Catwoman.
Paris Hilton and Nicole Richie are back together to film a new reality show. What was the name of the reality show the two were the stars of that ran from 2003 to 2008?
Simple Life.
The season finale of The Boys had a warning about, quote, fictional political violence. It also said that any similarity to recent events is, quote, completely coincidental and unintentional. What streaming network airs The Boys?
Let's go with Amazon.
And finally, part one of the final season of Cobra Kai hit Netflix last week. In Cobra Kai, what does Ralph Macchio do for a living?
I don't know, but I will just guess he is... I don't even know what to guess.
Let's get Tammy back in then. Hannah, did you have a nice weekend?
Yeah, I had a great weekend. Spending time with my family and friends.
The definition of great to me. Good for you. Hannah came strong this morning, Tam. 4 out of 5.
Wow.
The legendary Bob Newhart passed away last week. He was 94 years old. Mm-hmm. In addition to his sitcoms, The Bob Newhart Show and Newhart, he's probably best known for playing Buddy's Papa Elf in Elf. Who played Buddy?
Will Ferrell. He also was Professor Proton on Big Bang Theory.
Oh, well, thank you for that.
He was a reoccurring character on
okay.
there.
Okay. Yeah. It's 1-1. Halle Berry hates that she's carried the failure of the superhero villain movie she was in on her shoulders all these years when she, quote, didn't make it alone. Fair. What superhero villain did Halle play?
Catwoman.
It's a good point. They don't tear the writers apart.
Yeah.
You know, the director is all on Halle. 2-2. Paris Hilton and Nicole Richie are back together to film a new reality show. What was the name of the reality show that the two were the stars of that ran from 2003 to 2008?
I believe it was The Simple Life.
It was The Simple Life, and Hannah knew that as well. 3-3. The season finale of The Boys had a warning about, quote, fictional political violence. It also said that any similarity to recent events is, quote, completely coincidental and unintentional. What streaming network airs The Boys?
I don't even know what that is. Unfortunately, I've heard about it, but I don't know. So I'm going to guess Netflix.
No, it's Prime, Amazon Prime. And Hannah guessed that.
Nice.
So now it's 4-3, Hannah, and you must get this right, yeah. Tammy, or else Hannah takes home $100 of your money. Hannah, good luck.
Thank you.
Tammy, what's going through your mind right now?
Oh, stop. Don't do that. You're so mean.
Part one of the final season of Cobra Kai hit Netflix last week. In Cobra Kai, what does Ralph Macchio do for a living?
I don't know. I'm going to guess he's in sales.
Can you be more specific?
Car salesman. I don't know.
I'm going to give that to you.
Oh, really?
He owns a car dealership. Yeah, I mean, Hannah, what are you going to do?
Wow.
I know. I thought for sure, 100% you had it. Tammy comes through right at the last second, and she forces a tie. And unfortunately, all ties do go to Tammy.
But you do have a great prize, and that's a pair of tickets to go see John Party, Priscilla Block, and Larry Fleet. They're coming to North Island Credit Union Amphitheater September 21st.
Great. Thanks, guys.
Hannah, enjoy that. Sorry about that last second upset. I thought you had it. Have a wonderful day. Thanks for playing Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge.
You too. Bye.
Pretty epic father failure over the weekend.
Oh, no.
I know. I wish I was saying this tongue-in-cheek, but I'm very upset with myself. I've been punishing myself all weekend. Remember I told you guys on Friday I was so excited? I've been talking about this for over a month,
mm-hmm.
about my daughter Julia being back in town, and we were going, just the two of us, to see the Field of Dreams, the movie shown, and in the background, the San Diego Symphony Orchestra performing the score at Rady Shell.
Yeah, it sounded like a really cool experience. Julia had never seen the movie, and you wanted to do something just with her. I get it. What happened?
So what do I do for a living?
Talk.
What time in the morning do I talk?
Early.
Yeah. What time of the day do I get up?
Early.
It's like basically the middle of the night, right?
Sure.
So after this time, you get a body clock, and your body just gets used to living out that clock.
Oh, no.
I had, in preparation for this evening, which didn't even start that late, 7:30, a five-hour energy and a half.
Okay.
So 7 hours of energy.
Okay. Yes.
That's very funny.
A cup of coffee.
Mm-hmm.
I'm so excited. Julie and I take the trolley. We go downtown. We have a fabulous Thai dinner. We walk to the Rady Shell.
Yes.
Get our seats, which, by the way, were not inexpensive. I splurged. I did. Yeah. I want to be with my daughter. I want to see it. I want to hear it. Dead center. But the breezes right off the water.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And that soft, soothing sound of the San Diego Symphony Orchestra.
Yeah. How long did you make it?
I fell asleep, guys. And I am beating myself up over it. Julia, make no mistake about it. Julia was mad. Julia was disappointed Friday evening and made no effort to hide that fact. Nor should she have. That was our night.
Yeah.
I toted that night for weeks. She was as excited about it as I was. For different reasons. I don't know. I probably saw it.
It's Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. It's Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Pop culture questions in there. Gotta answer more than Tammy can. We're talking about Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge.
Heading out to PB. Good morning, Hannah.
Good morning.
Hey, Hannah, would you do me a favor and kick Tammy out of our studio, please?
Tammy, please leave the studio.
All right, good luck.
Hannah, I got 5 pop culture questions for you, and if you get more right than Tammy, you get $100 thanks to a garage door and gate store, Main Street in Lakeside. For custom gates and garage doors, a garage door and gate store.com. One reminder to you, Hannah, that all ties are going to go to Tammy, okay?
Okay.
The legendary Bob Newhart died last week. He was 94 years old. In addition to his sitcoms, The Bob Newhart Show and Newhart, he's probably best known for playing Buddy's Papa Elf in Elf. Who played Buddy?
Will Ferrell.
Halle Berry hates that she's carried the failure of the superhero villain movie on her shoulders all these years when she didn't make it alone. What superhero villain did Halle play?
Catwoman.
Paris Hilton and Nicole Richie are back together to film a new reality show. What was the name of the reality show the two were the stars of that ran from 2003 to 2008?
Simple Life.
The season finale of The Boys had a warning about, quote, fictional political violence. It also said that any similarity to recent events is, quote, completely coincidental and unintentional. What streaming network airs The Boys?
Let's go with Amazon.
And finally, part one of the final season of Cobra Kai hit Netflix last week. In Cobra Kai, what does Ralph Macchio do for a living?
I don't know, but I will just guess he is, I don't even know what to guess.
Let's get Taryn back in then. Hannah, did you have a nice weekend?
Yeah, I had a great weekend. Spending time with my family and friends.
Definition of great to me. Good for you. Hannah came strong this morning, Tam. 4 out of 5.
Wow.
The legendary Bob Newhart passed away last week. He was 94 years old. Mm-hmm. In addition to his sitcoms, The Bob Newhart Show and Newhart, he's probably best known for playing Buddy's Papa Elf in Elf. Who played Buddy?
Will Ferrell. He also was Professor Proton on Big Bang Theory.
Oh, well, thank you for that.
He was a reoccurring character on
okay.
there.
Okay. Yeah. It's 1-1. Halle Berry hates that she's carried the failure of the superhero villain movie she was in on her shoulders all these years when she, quote, didn't make it alone. Fair. What superhero villain did Halle play?
Catwoman.
It's a good point. They'll tear the writers apart.
Yeah.
You know, the director is all on Halle. 2-2. Paris Hilton and Nicole Richie are back together to film a new reality show. What was the name of the reality show that the two were the stars of that ran from 2003 to 2008?
I believe it was The Simple Life.
It was The Simple Life, and Hannah knew that as well. 3-3. The season finale of The Boys had a warning about, quote, fictional political violence. It also said that any similarity to recent events is, quote, completely coincidental and unintentional. What streaming network airs The Boys?
I don't even know what that is. Unfortunately, I've heard about it, but I don't know. So I'm going to guess Netflix.
No, it's Prime, Amazon Prime. And Hannah guessed that.
Nice.
So now it's 4-3, Hannah, and you must get this right, yeah. Tammy, or else Hannah takes home $100 of your money. Hannah, good luck.
Thank you.
Tammy, what's going through your mind right now?
Oh, stop. Don't do that. You're so mean.
Part one of the final season of Cobra Kai hit Netflix last week. In Cobra Kai, what does Ralph Macchio do for a living?
I don't know. I'm going to guess he's in sales.
Can you be more specific?
Car salesman. I don't know.
I'm going to give that to you.
Oh, really?
He owns a car dealership. Yeah, I mean, Hannah, what are you going to do?
Wow.
I know. I thought for sure, 100% you had it. Tammy comes through right at the last second, and she forces a tie. And unfortunately, all ties do go to Tammy.
But you do have a great prize, and that's a pair of tickets to go see John Party, Priscilla Block, and Larry Fleet. They're coming to North Island Credit Union Amphitheater September 21st.
Great. Thanks, guys.
Hannah, enjoy that. Sorry about that last second upset. I thought you had it. Have a wonderful day. Thanks for playing Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge.
You too. Bye.
Pretty epic father failure over the weekend.
Oh, no.
I know. I wish I was saying this tongue-in-cheek, but I'm very upset with myself. I've been punishing myself all weekend. Remember I told you guys on Friday I was so excited? I've been talking about this for over a month, about my daughter Julia being back in town, and we were going, just the two of us, to see the Field of Dreams, the movie shown, and in the background, the San Diego Symphony Orchestra performing the score at Rady Shell.
Yeah, it sounded like a really cool experience. Julia had never seen the movie, and you wanted to do something just with her. I get it. What happened?
So what do I do for a living?
Talk.
What time in the morning do I talk?
Early.
Yeah. What time of the day do I get up?
Early.
It's like basically the middle of the night, right?
Sure.
So after this time, you get a body clock, and your body just gets used to living out that body clock.
Oh, no.
I had, in preparation for this evening, which didn't even start that early, that late, 7:30, a 5-hour energy and a half.
Okay.
So 7 hours of energy.
Okay. Yes.
That's very funny.
A cup of coffee.
Mm-hmm.
I'm so excited. Julia and I take the trolley. We go downtown. We have a fabulous Thai dinner. We walk to the Rady Shell.
Yes.
Get our seats, which, by the way, were not inexpensive. I splurged. I did. Yeah. I want to be with my daughter. I want to see it. I want to hear it. Dead center. But the breezes right off the water.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And that soft, soothing sound of the San Diego Symphony Orchestra.
Yeah. How long did you make it?
I fell asleep, guys. I fell asleep.
Oh.
And I am beating myself up over it. Julia, make no mistake about it. Julia was mad. Julia was disappointed Friday evening and made no effort to hide that fact. Nor should she have. That was our night.
Yeah.
I toted that night for weeks. She was excited about it as I was. For different reasons. I don't know. I probably saw 20 minutes of it.
Did she not try to wake you up?
Oh, she tried.
Okay.
She brought me the coffee.
Oh.
Yeah, I know. I know. Yeah, it was an awkward trolley ride home. And I felt horrible on Saturday. I started thinking about it. This has been an issue now for a while because of this damn job we have. And don't get me wrong, I love what we do.
Yeah.
But it's so impossible for people to understand who don't do what we do that we get up in the middle of the night.
Yeah.
And this has been an issue for me for as long as I can remember. Mm-hmm. And it's actually gotten in the way of relationships. And I was involved in a pretty serious relationship not so long ago. And part of the reason that it didn't work out is because our schedules were so whacked because I needed to be in bed early.
Yeah.
And I'm not there for somebody if they need help at 11:30 at night or they want to talk about their feelings at 1 in the morning because I'm sleeping.
Yeah.
And I just, I was so looking forward to this. And I got home and I felt like I let my daughter down.
Aww. Oh, John.
I know.
It was on a Friday night. I can't stay awake past 8 o'clock on a Friday night. I don't know about you guys. With the schedule that we have, you're 100% right. Friday nights are out for us. It's just not possible.
Well, now, wait a minute. I'm going to find the silver lining.
Yeah, find the funny, please, because I'm not feeling too good.
The funny, but the silver lining. Okay, you had a great dinner with your daughter.
Great dinner.
It was just the two of you. That was fantastic.
It was just the two of us.
You got to have alone time with your daughter, Julia. And you didn't bawl in front of her. You were worried about crying like a baby at the end of it. You didn't cry in front of her. You were most concerned about that. So there.
I did one of these.
There's a positive.
I woke up at that one scene, that one scene in Kevin Costner's Field of Dreams that always makes me sob.
Yeah.
Dad? You want to have a catch? I'd like that.
I woke up just in time for that, and I did one of these. to indicate, I've been awake the whole time.
Yeah.
Like, Julia's not sitting right next to me, elbowing me constantly.
Aww.
I bet she's got tennis elbow this morning, just by all the constant nudging she's trying to give me. Mama mia, mama mia. Cool. Everyone banging their heads, a la Wayne's World.
It was so great to see the Zac Brown Band before Kenny Chesney Saturday night at SoFi Stadium. It's been a while since I've seen Zac Brown, and holy cow, when did Zac Brown get all ripped and hot like he is? Oh. I mean, it was like shocking.
Do yourself a favor, though. When you ever talk to Zac Brown, if we ever do.
Yes.
Don't lead with, hey, when did you get hot?
Well, I'm just like, it's not like he wasn't hot before, but he has this whole new look.
Zac Brown used to be kind of a chubby dad bod kind of guy. I won't say chubby, but dad bod kind of guy.
Yeah. He's a regular average guy.
Right. Thank you. He was us, guys. Okay?
Yes.
The videos that were posted, first thing I thought was, man, Zach's been in the gym. Good for him.
He has. And
he's cut too, man. Like, his arms are buff too.
I know. He looks great. My best friend Darcy was with me, and Kenny Chesney is her all-time favorite. But she couldn't stop commenting on how hot Zac Brown is.
Okay.
When did that happen? Oh my God, when did he turn into this? Oh, and I'm like, okay, I agreed with her, but then I had to stop thinking about it, and I'm going to tell you why. Because from where we were sitting, you know, I'm not super close to the stage, but when I would look up and see Zac Brown on the stage, he looked so much like my neighbor Jordan. So I'm like, I can't think of it that way.
Sorry, Jordan, you're out.
I can't think of him that way. I'm like, no, because I can't think that of Jordan.
Meanwhile, I've seen Zac Brown now. I saw them last year at Wonderfront and a couple years before that with the Eagles. I think they're one of the best live bands I've ever seen in my life.
It was such an incredible show, and the people who were around us were having such a great time. There was a dad in front of us who had his two adult children and their spouses with them.
Cool.
And he said this is the first time they had done something like this, to go to a show like this together.
Nice.
And it was fabulous to watch. And we'll get more into Kenny Chesney and everything else that happened at 8:35.
Yeah, including a job title that Tammy wants, oil applier on Kenny Chesney.
Yeah, we'll make that title better. That just sounds wrong.
Girl who greases up Kenny Chesney?
Someone does.
John and Tammy, San Diego's Morning Show on KSON. We have breaking panda news.
Panda watch.
What's going on at the San Diego Zoo?
Oh my gosh.
All things zoo, we go to Jessica. Producer Jessica.
All right, breaking panda news. It's official. August 8th is when the pandas will be making their debut to the public.
Yay!
This is very exciting.
I'm excited. I can't wait to be able to see them.
You know who's not excited about it? The pandas themselves. They could care less about us. We all know that, right?
Well, they might be excited,
they sit
John.
There, they
have you
eat
ever
bamboo.
Talked to a panda? Do you know?
They don't want to talk to us. They sit there. They eat their bamboo. They disregard their young. That's why they're so rare, because they're not even interested in repopulating themselves.
Wow. Well, we know who won't be in line at the zoo next week.
That's I true. Still want to see them. They're no, so fascinating.
What? So you can go there in person and disparage them to their
I'd
face?
I'd like to have a word with
Say
them, yes.
Lazy panda.
Like, listen, there's a lot of people here to see you. Could you pep up the game a little bit? Could you step up your act? Maybe jump through a hoop once in a while. Maybe stand up on your hind legs and something cool.
Have you never searched panda videos? Especially the young pandas, when first of all, they're very clumsy, and they're adorable to watch. Mm-hmm. And there was one I just shared with my sister, who's obsessed with pandas. This little panda is doing just circles of somersaults over and over and over
again. That's pretty adorable.
It was adorable.
That's pretty adorable.
Yes.
I'm just saying, you know, we're paying all that money. You know, you get there. You get there. I'd like a little gratitude once in a while. That's all. I mean, everybody else seems to put on a show. Gorillas punch their chests. You know, the cheetahs race.
All right, hang on.
What do pandas do? They
eat
bamboo and they stare at you like, what's your problem?
Hang on.
What are you doing? Are you meditating?
Every animal at the San Diego Zoo, when you see John, just do this. Whatever.
What the hell was that noise?
I was trying to, like, call the animals.
Ah, wow, very Dr. Doolittle of you. Boy.
And I hope they do. I hope they roll their eyes at you and give you the, like, buzz-off thing with their little paws.
It just takes a lot of effort. You get to that beautiful zoo. I'd like a little gratitude. That's all I'm saying.
Maybe they'd like the same from you,
little
John.
Little panda-toot.
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 So the date again is when?
So it's August 8th, and they're going to have different ways that you can see the pandas, just FYI. For those of us who actually enjoy going to see the pandas.
Yes.
I have no problem seeing the pandas. I just want the pandas to be more exciting. That's
okay.
All.
Anyways, so you can get either a time ticket. There'll be a QR code when you get to the zoo. You can sign up for time tickets. A standby line, or there is a third way. You can book an early morning walk with pandas tour. It's a 60-minute early morning with pandas walking tour where an expert guide will lead you to an exclusive viewing of giant pandas.
I love it.
Yeah, that'd be cool. That would be cool.
Yes,
all right.
I want to do that.
Pandas have returned, and this wraps up
Panda Watch
with John and Tammy. San Diego's Morning Show on KSO.
It's Tammy, college of Hollywood knowledge. It's Tammy, college of Hollywood knowledge. Got five pop culture questions in there. Gotta answer more than Tammy can. We're talking about Tammy.
Let's go to Lauren, who's in Encinitas. Good morning, Lauren.
Good morning.
Lauren, would you please do me a favor and kick Tammy out of our studio?
Gotta go, Tammy.
All right, good luck.
Lauren, I've got five pop culture questions for you, and if you get more right than Tammy, you're going to get $100 from a garage door and gate store, Main Street in Lakeside. For custom gates and garage doors, a garage door and gate store.com. A reminder to you, Lauren, that all ties go to Tammy, okay?
Okay.
Drake posted a video of his Toronto mansion flooded due to heavy rain. True or false? Toronto is the biggest city in Canada.
True.
There's a 24 movie in the works. There's no word if the actor that played Jack Bauer will be in it. Who is that actor?
Oh my gosh, I can see his face. I can't think of his name. I know it's wrong, but I'm going to just say John Stamos.
When in doubt, always pull out John Stamos. Kim Cattrall says she will not be reprising her Sex and the City character role in the third season of the reboot, and Just Like That. What was her character's name?
Rebecca.
Justin Bartha just turned 46. He played Riley Poole in the National Treasure series. He also played the guy that the boys in the Hangover lost. What was his name?
Oh, Dave.
And finally, David Hasselhoff turned 72 this week. He played Mitch Buchanan on Baywatch. Baywatch had two spinoffs. Name either one of them.
90210.
Let's get Tam back in. Lauren, what you got going on today?
I am actually at the airport. We are heading to Yellowstone.
Oh, my goodness. That is awesome. You ever been?
I was very little. I don't remember, so technically, yes. I haven't been. It's technically my first time.
I have a very brief Yellowstone story. We were camping at Yellowstone. I was with my then wife and her whole family, her mom and dad, her sister, and me, and Stephanie. And I had to use the bathroom in the middle of the night. I thought it'd be very rustic to just go outside, and, you know, under the stars.
Sure.
So I'm there, and all of a sudden I hear a rustling. I swear to God, there's a buffalo like 20 feet from me. I'm like,
wow.
Okay, and these are not small animals, okay? Right, and by the way, no fence. You know, I mean, I'm in their home.
Yeah.
And he's like, bro, there's a bathroom in the cabin for a reason, okay? Very quickly wrapped up my business and very carefully backed up back into the cabin. Cool night, though. Anyway, Lauren did 1 out of 5, Tam.
Okay.
Timmy, Drake posted a video of his Toronto mansion flooded due to heavy rain. True or false, Toronto is the biggest city in Canada.
Is Toronto or Quebec bigger? I'm going to say true.
It is true. Lauren knew that. It's 1-1. There's a 24 movie in the works. There's no word, however, if the actor that played Jack Bauer will be in it. Who is that?
Kiefer Sutherland.
Kiefer Sutherland. Lauren couldn't come up with it, so what does she do, as most women do when she's stuck? Says John Stamos.
Okay, why not?
A lot of dudes do, too, it turns out. He's a handsome guy. 2-1, Tammy. Kim Cattrall says she will not be reprising her Sex and the City character role in the third season of the reboot, and Just Like That. What was her character's name?
Samantha.
She was Samantha. 3-1, Tam. Justin Bartha just turned 46. He played Riley Poole in the National Treasure series. He also plays the dude that the boys in The Hangover lost. What was his name?
Doug.
Doug is right. Lauren went Ave, unfortunately. Oh. So close. Unfortunately, I can't give it to you, Lauren. So it's now 4-1. And Tammy, finally, David Hasselhoff turned 72 last week. He played Mitch Buchanan on Baywatch. Baywatch had two spinoffs. Name either one of them.
Oh, gosh. I have absolutely no idea. I don't know.
Talk about jumping the shark. Baywatch Hawaii, which is kind of relatable because, you know, Hawaii has beaches and lifeguards. Baywatch Nights was the other, when David Hasselhoff at night now became a PI.
Okay.
Yeah, and solved crimes. Wow. In addition to saving lives. What a busy schedule that is. All right. Today, Tammy ends up beating his Lauren by a score of 4-1. You're not going to get any of her money, but we have a wonderful prize for you.
You'll be going to see John Party, Priscilla Block, and Larry Fleet at North Island Credit Union Amphitheater on September 21st.
Awesome. Thank you guys so much.
Enjoy that, Lauren. Have a wonderful day. Before you leave, unfortunately, I do have to have you say this.
Hi, I'm Lauren in Encinitas, and I flunked out of Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge.
Correct me if I'm wrong, that is your all-time favorite Kenny Chesney song?
It is my favorite song to drive to.
Ooh.
It's my favorite driving song. It just, it puts me in a 100% positive, happy mood every time I hear it.
So, Kenny Chesney at SoFi, how was it? You've been looking forward to the show for months.
I know. As you could hear, everyone in that crowd was singing along with that song, every song that Kenny did. It was just fabulous. I had such a great time. And first and foremost, this is a concert that I stayed until the very end. I haven't done that in years. Number one, because I wasn't driving. I could just stay and have a great time and not worry about how long it took me to get out of the stadium. When it was done, it was just so much fun. Plus, I went with my best friend, and Kenny's her favorite, so we just had a fabulous time. Megan Maroney played, Uncle Cracker played, the Zac Brown Band were fabulous. And Kenny brought out some special guests. He brought out Megan Maroney. Interestingly enough, he sang a song that he recently said he was never going to play in concert anymore. She thinks my tractor's sexy. He brought her out.
Mama Mia, Mama Mia. Yeah.
Cool. Everyone banging their heads, a la Wayne's World.
It was so great to see the Zac Brown Band before Kenny Chesney Saturday night at SoFi Stadium. It's been a while since I've seen Zac Brown, and holy cow, when did Zac Brown get all ripped and hot like he is? Oh. I mean, it was like shocking.
Do yourself a favor, though. When you ever talk to Zac Brown, if we ever do.
Yes.
Don't lead with, hey, when did you get hot?
Well, I'm just like, it's not like he wasn't hot before, but he has this whole new look.
Zac Brown used to be a kind of a chubby dad bod kind of guy. I wouldn't say chubby, but dad bod kind of guy.
Yeah. He's a regular average guy.
Right. Thank you. He was us, guys. Okay.
Yes.
The videos that were posted, first thing I thought was, man, Zach's been in the gym. Good for him.
He has. And
he's cut too, man. Like, his arms are buff too.
I know. He looks great. My best friend Darcy was with me, and Kenny Chesney is her all time favorite, but she couldn't stop commenting on how hot Zac Brown is.
Okay.
When did that happen? Oh my God, when did he turn into this? Oh, and I'm like, okay, I agreed with her, but then I had to stop thinking about it, and I'm going to tell you why. Because from where we were sitting, you know, I'm not super close to the stage, but when I would look up and see Zac Brown on the stage, he looked so much like my neighbor Jordan. So I'm like, I can't think of it that way.
Sorry, Jordan, you're out.
I can't think of him that way. I'm like, no, because I can't think that of Jordan.
Meanwhile, I've seen Zac Brown now. I saw them last year at Wonderfront and a couple years before that with the Eagles. I think they're one of the best live bands I've ever seen in my life.
It was such an incredible show, and the people who were around us were having such a great time. There was a dad in front of us who had his two adult children and their spouses with them.
Cool.
And he said this is the first time they had done something like this, to go to a show like this together.
Nice.
And it was fabulous to watch. And we'll get more into Kenny Chesney and everything else that happened at 8:35.
Yeah, including a job title that Tammy wants, oil applier on Kenny Chesney.
Yeah, we'll make that title better. That just sounds wrong.
Girl who greases up Kenny Chesney?
Someone does.
John and Tammy, San Diego's Morning Show on KSON. We have breaking panda news.
Panda watch.
What's going on at the San Diego Zoo?
Oh, my gosh.
All things zoo, we go to Jessica. Producer Jessica.
All right, breaking panda news. It's official. August 8th is when the pandas will be making their debut to the public.
Yay!
This is very exciting.
I'm excited. I can't wait to be able to see them.
You know who's not excited about it? The pandas themselves. They could care less about us. We all know that, right?
Well, they might be excited,
John.
They
sit there,
they eat bamboo. Have you ever talked to a panda? Do you know?
They don't want to talk to us. They sit there, they eat their bamboo, they disregard their young. That's why they're so rare, because they're not even interested in repopulating themselves.
Wow. Well, we know who won't be in line at the zoo next week.
That's true. Still want to see them. They're so fascinating.
So you can go there in person and disparage it to their face?
I'd like to have a word with them,
lazy panda.
Like, listen, there's a lot of people here to see you. Could you pep up the game a little bit? Could you step up your act? Maybe jump through a hoop once in a while. Maybe stand up on your hind legs and something cool.
Have you never searched panda videos? Especially the young pandas, when first of all, they're very clumsy, and they're adorable to watch. Mm-hmm. And there was one I just shared with my sister, who's obsessed with pandas. This little panda is doing just circles of somersaults over and over and over
again. That's pretty adorable.
It was adorable.
That's pretty adorable.
Yes.
I'm just saying, you know, we're paying all that money. You know, you get there. You get there. I'd like a little gratitude once in a while. That's all. I mean, everybody else seems to put on a show. Gorillas punch their chests. You know, the cheetahs race.
All right, hang on.
What do pandas do? They eat bamboo and they stare at you like, what's your problem?
Hang on.
What are you doing? Are you meditating?
Every animal at the San Diego Zoo, when you see John, just do this. Whatever.
What the hell was that noise?
I was trying to, like, call the animals.
Ah, wow, very Dr. Doolittle of you. Boy.
And I hope they do. I hope they roll their eyes at you and give you the like buzz off thing with their little paws.
It just takes a lot of effort. You get to that beautiful zoo. I'd like a little gratitude. That's all I'm saying.
Maybe they'd like the same from you,
little
John.
Panda toot.
Panda toot.
Panda toot.
So the date again is when?
So it's August 8th, and they're going to have different ways that you can see the pandas, just FYI. For those of us who actually enjoy going to see the pandas.
Yes.
I have no problem seeing the pandas. I just want the pandas to be more exciting. That's
okay.
All.
Anyways, so you can get either a time ticket. There'll be a QR code when you get to the zoo. You can sign up for time tickets. A standby line, or there is a third way. You can book an early morning walk with pandas tour. It's a 60-minute early morning with pandas walking tour where an expert guide will lead you to an exclusive viewing of giant pandas.
That'd be cool. That would be cool.
Yes, I want to do that.
Pandas have returned, and this wraps up Panda Watch with John and Tammy. San Diego's Morning Show on KSO.
It's Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. It's Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Got five pop culture questions in there. Got answers more than Tammy can. We're talking about Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge.
Let's go to Lauren, who's in Encinitas. Good morning, Lauren.
Good morning.
Lauren, would you please do me a favor and kick Tammy out of our studio?
Gotta go, Tammy.
All right, good luck.
Lauren, I've got five pop culture questions for you, and if you get more right than Tammy, you're going to get $100 from a garage door and gate store, Main Street in Lakeside. For custom gates and garage doors, a garage door and gate store.com. A reminder to you, Lauren, that all ties go to Tammy, okay?
Okay.
Drake posted a video of his Toronto mansion flooded due to heavy rain. True or false? Toronto is the biggest city in Canada.
True.
There's a 24 movie in the works. There's no word if the actor that played Jack Bauer will be in it. Who is that actor?
Oh my gosh, I can see his face. I can't think of his name. I know it's wrong, but I'm going to just say John Stamos.
When in doubt, always pull out John Stamos. Okay. Kim Cattrall says she will not be reprising her Sex and the City character role in the third season of the reboot, and just like that. What was her character's name?
Rebecca.
Justin Bartha just turned 46. He played Riley Poole in the National Treasure series. He also played the guy that the boys in the Hangover lost. What was his name?
Oh, Dave.
And finally, David Hasselhoff turned 72 this week. He played Mitch Buchanan on Baywatch. Baywatch had two spinoffs. Name either one of them.
90210.
Let's get Tam back in. Lauren, what you got going on today?
I am actually at the airport. We are heading to Yellowstone.
Oh, my goodness. That is awesome. You ever been?
I was very little. I don't remember, so technically, yes. I haven't been. It's technically my first time.
I have a very brief Yellowstone story. We were camping at Yellowstone. I was with my then wife and her whole family, her mom and dad, her sister, and me, and Stephanie. And I had to use the bathroom in the middle of the night. I thought it'd be very rustic to just go outside, and, you know, under the stars.
Sure.
So I'm there, and all of a sudden I hear a rustling. I swear to God, there's a buffalo like 20 feet from me. I'm like,
wow.
Okay. And these are not small animals. Mm-mm. Okay. Right. And by the way, no fence. You know, I mean, I'm in their home.
Yeah.
And he's like, bro, there's a bathroom in the cabin for a reason. Okay. Very quickly wrapped up my business and very carefully backed up back into the cabin. Cool night, though. Anyway, Lauren did 1 out of 5, Tim.
Okay.
Timmy, Drake posted a video of his Toronto mansion flooded due to heavy rain. True or false? Toronto is the biggest city in Canada.
Is Toronto or Quebec bigger? I'm going to say true.
It is true. Lauren knew that. It's 1-1. There's a 24 movie in the works. There's no word, however, if the actor that played Jack Bauer will be in it. Who is that?
Kiefer Sutherland.
Kiefer Sutherland. Lauren couldn't come up with it, so what does she do, as most women do when she's stuck? Says John Stamos.
Okay, why not?
A lot of dudes do, too, it turns out. He's a handsome guy. 2-1, Tammy. Kim Cattrall says she will not be reprising her Sex and the City character role in the third season of the reboot, and just like that. What was her character's name?
Samantha.
She was Samantha. 3-1, Tam. Justin Bartha just turned 46. He played Riley Poole in the National Treasure series. He also plays the dude that the boys in The Hangover lost. What was his name?
Doug.
Doug is right. Lauren went Ave, unfortunately. Oh. So close. Unfortunately, I can't give it to you, Lauren. So it's now 4-1. And Tammy, finally, David Hasselhoff turned 72 last week. He played Mitch Buchanan on Baywatch. Baywatch had two spinoffs. Name either one of them.
Oh, gosh. I have absolutely no idea. I don't know.
Talk about jumping the shark. Baywatch Hawaii, which is kind of relatable because, you know, Hawaii has beaches and lifeguards. Baywatch Nights was the other, when David Hasselhoff at night now became a PI.
Okay.
Yeah, and solved crimes. Wow. In addition to saving lives. What a busy schedule that is. All right. Today, Tammy ends up beating Lauren by a score of 4-1. You're not going to get any of her money, but we have a wonderful prize for you.
You'll be going to see John Party, Priscilla Block, and Larry Fleet at North Island Credit Union Amphitheater on September 21st.
Awesome. Thank you guys so much.
Enjoy that, Lauren. Have a wonderful day. Before you leave, unfortunately, I do have to have you say this.
Hi, I'm Lauren in Encinitas, and I flunked out of Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge.
Correct me if I'm wrong, that is your all-time favorite Kenny Chesney song?
It is my favorite song to drive to.
Ooh.
It's my favorite driving song. It just, it puts me in a 100% positive, happy mood every time I hear it.
So,
yeah.
Kenny Chesney at SoFi, how was it? You've been looking forward to the show for months.
I know. As you could hear, everyone in that crowd was singing along with that song, every song that Kenny did. It was just fabulous. I had such a great time. And first and foremost, this is a concert that I stayed until the very end. I haven't done that in years. Number one, because I wasn't driving. I could just stay and have a great time and not worry about how long it took me to get out of the stadium. When it was done, it was just so much fun. Plus, I went with my best friend, and Kenny's her favorite, so we just had a fabulous time. Megan Maroney played, Uncle Cracker played, the Zac Brown Band were fabulous, and Kenny brought out some special guests. He brought out Megan Maroney. Interestingly enough, he sang a song that he recently said he was never going to play in concert anymore. She thinks my tractor's sexy. He brought her out to sing that with him, and they did another song, too. He also brought out Kelsea Ballerini for a couple of songs, including You and Tequila, which was great. And Uncle Cracker came out and joined him for a few as well. And then at the very end of the show, he pulls up little kids on the stage. He had two little kids that he gave helmets to, one for the Rams and then the other one for the Chargers. You can see that little moment of when he gives the girl the Charger helmet on John and Tammy's Instagram stories.
So, what's my next question? What do I ask everybody always when I'm at a show?
What he opened up with.
What was his opening song?
I don't remember now. I absolutely don't remember what he opened up with.
Wait a second. You've been waiting for months for this show.
I know.
You see it all day at SoFi in the hot sun. The lights finally go down. You don't remember what he came out to?
I don't remember what he opened up with. I had such a good time. I sang so much every song.
All right.
I don't know.
I'm going to give you a multiple choice question because I happen to know. I looked it up.
All right.
Was it Beer in Mexico? Was it Living in Fast Forward? Or was it Keg in the Closet?
I believe it was Beer in Mexico.
Were you at this concert?
I say that because I remember taking a video of that one pretty early. I just don't remember. Was it Keg in the Closet?
Lots of beer. Is it SoFi? No, you're wrong on that one as well. It was Living in Fast Forward.
Oh.
Looking at this set list, though, he did 27 songs.
Yeah, he was
great. That is
great.
A lot of music.
He was great.
I have a question.
Uh-huh.
Did you take a random shot from a random vendor in the parking lot?
No.
So I've never seen this anywhere else I've been to for shows, except for SoFi.
Yeah.
There was, when I went to see Beyonce last year, and there was all these people selling shots in the parking lot. And it wasn't
shots?
Like...
Yes.
Yes. And it wasn't like,
I thought you said shirts. They're selling booze? They're selling shots?
Yes. I was shocked. I couldn't
believe they allowed it.
I was shocked, too, because I'm like, God, don't they have to have, like, a permit to sell booze?
No. Yes.
But, yeah, they're out there selling shots of booze.
I mean, it's not...
Well, that certainly cannot be...
No.
Legal.
But no. And nobody's stopping them.
Nobody was stopping them. And they're literally holding like a bottle of tequila in their hand. And they're like, shot for $5. And they just pour it in your mouth. That seems so unsafe.
There were several that had big coolers. And they had nice tequila in there.
Yeah.
They had really good stuff. But yeah, no, I didn't do that. I was like, eh, I don't think I want to do that.
Wait a second. You didn't let some random dude just pour a shot of tequila into your mouth? Tammy, I used to know you used to party.
Okay, listen. I did not there, but I can't lie about it. I did at the hotel.
You let some random guy throw a shot down your...
When we were leaving, we ran into a couple who were also going to Kenny Chesney. Super sweet couple from Austin, Texas. And the guy whips out a bottle out of his coat. He said, "We're pre-gaming. Are you pre-gaming with us?" And I said, "Okay."
Now that's the Tammy.
I was Casamigos. I'm like, "Okay."
Now that's the Tammy I know.
So I did. I did not know him, but there you go.
So I'm having a gentleman's day with Roger the puppy today. I haven't seen Roger. I've seen him, but he hasn't been over at the house overnight with me. You know, my daughter Abby, who lives in Del Mar with her boyfriend, we share custody of Roger the puppy.
Mm-hmm.
Because my youngest daughter Julia was visiting last week. I said, "Why don't you guys just hang out with Roger?" Because
sure.
Julia doesn't get to see Roger.
Yeah.
So I went over there on Sunday, yesterday, made them breakfast, and Roger's been so standoffish to me. He's like, "Oh, hi. I guess I'll let you pet me. Go ahead.
He's getting a lot of extra love because Julia was there. That makes sense.
And he's, "Oh, well, look who's come back. Look who's come back to say hi. My quote-unquote dad." Oh, I saw it in his little beautiful brown eyes.
Mm-hmm.
I'm taking Roger to the groomer today.
Nice.
Going to get my boy all handsome. He's been a kind of a shaggy dog lately.
Well, we look forward to seeing pictures of him. Do you give him, like, the little bow tie or handkerchief after he's done?
They do put a little bow tie
love
on
those.
Him, yes. And
I
it's
love it.
Absolutely adorable. I wish he'd keep it on. You know, there's bow ties for special occasions only, okay. As Roger's very strict about that.
All right.
Hey, anybody else having a problem getting their dog grooming appointment taken care of? This is, I have been on the books for like 6 weeks to get Roger's hair cut. Is it? You have no idea.
I have no idea.
Sophia doesn't get groomed every?
Not anymore. Mm-mm.
Really?
Mm-mm.
She doesn't get her hair cut?
Mm-mm. She doesn't need to.
Oh. Well, I don't know. For whatever reason, it's taken me like 6 weeks to get an appointment for Roger the puppy.
We don't get Ray groomed, but she does get her toenails clipped. Finding appointments is rough.
It's been, I wonder if this is the time when all dog groomers go on vacation like everybody else does.
Yeah, maybe.
Either way, if you see us walking the village, it's Roger, the handsome, dapper puppy, and his dumpy dad owner.
Stop calling yourself what? Dumpy. Why do you
John,
do that?
I think we need to have a Jontervention.
Jontervention?
Yeah. Because yes. I need you to stop being so hard on yourself.
Oh, stop.
Because you've been
it.
Very hard on yourself today.
Come
and
on.
I just want you to know you're a lovely human. Well. Sometimes we fall asleep at things, like you fell asleep Friday night at the show.
Mm-hmm.
Just sometimes it happens. You're a regular human and you're a pretty good guy.
That's the full endorsement of
Can't wait to put that one on my tombstone. Here lies John. He's a pretty good guy.
Yeah. Hey.
You can do worse.
Absolutely.
You can do worse.
I think that's actually great.
John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON.
It's Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. It's Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Got pop culture questions in there. Got to answer more than Tammy can. We're talking about Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge.
Let's go to Lauren, who's in Encinitas. Good morning, Lauren.
Good morning.
Lauren, would you please do me a favor and kick Tammy out of our studio?
Gotta go, Tammy.
All right, good luck.
Lauren, I've got 5 pop culture questions for you, and if you get more right than Tammy, you're going to get $100 from a garage door and gate store, Main Street in Lakeside. For custom gates and garage doors, a garage door and gate store.com. A reminder to you, Lauren, that all ties go to Tammy, okay?
Okay.
Drake posted a video of his Toronto mansion flooded due to heavy rain. True or false? Toronto is the biggest city in Canada.
True.
There's a 24 movie in the works. There's no word if the actor that played Jack Bauer will be in it. Who is that actor?
Oh my gosh, I can see his face. I can't think of his name. I know it's wrong, but I'm going to just say John Stamos.
When in doubt, always pull out John Stamos. Okay. Kim Cattrall says she will not be reprising her Sex and the City character role in the 3rd season of the reboot, and just like that. What was her character's name?
Rebecca.
Justin Bartha just turned 46. He played Riley Poole in the National Treasure series. He also played the guy that the boys in the Hangover lost. What was his name?
Oh, Dave.
And finally, David Hasselhoff turned 72 this week. He played Mitch Buchanan on Baywatch. Baywatch had 2 spinoffs. Name either one of them.
90210.
Let's get Tam back in. Lauren, what you got going on today?
I am actually at the airport. We are heading to Yellowstone.
Oh, my goodness. That is awesome. You ever been?
I was very little. I don't remember. So technically, yes. I haven't been. It's technically my first time.
I have a very brief Yellowstone story. We were camping at Yellowstone. I was with my then wife and her whole family, her mom and dad, her sister, and me, and Stephanie. And I had to use the bathroom in the middle of the night. I thought it'd be very rustic to just go outside, you know, under the stars.
Sure.
So I'm there, and all of a sudden I hear a rustling. I swear to God, there's a buffalo like 20 feet from me. I'm like,
wow.
Okay, and these are not small animals, okay? Right, and by the way, no fence. Mm. You know, I mean, I'm in their home.
Yeah.
He's like, bro, there's a bathroom in the cabin for a reason. Okay? Very quickly wrapped up my business and very carefully backed up back into the cabin. Cool night, though. Anyway, Lauren did 1 out of 5, Tim.
Okay.
Timmy, Drake posted a video of his Toronto mansion flooded due to heavy rain. True or false, Toronto is the biggest city in Canada.
Is Toronto or Quebec bigger? I'm going to say true.
It is true. Lauren knew that. It's 1-1. There's a 24 movie in the works. There's no word, however, if the actor that played Jack Bauer will be in it. Who is that?
Kiefer Sutherland.
Kiefer Sutherland. Lauren couldn't come up with it, so what does she do, as most women do when she's stuck? Says John Stamos.
Okay, why not?
A lot of dudes do, too, it turns out. He's a handsome guy. 2-1, Tammy. Kim Cattrall says she will not be reprising her Sex and the City character role in the third season of the reboot, and Just Like That. What was her character's name?
Samantha.
She was Samantha. 3-1, Tam. Justin Bartha just turned 46. He played Riley Poole in the National Treasure series. He also plays the dude that the boys in The Hangover lost. What was his name?
Doug.
Doug is right. Lauren went Doug. Ave, unfortunately. Oh. So close. Unfortunately, I can't give it to you, Lauren. So it's now 4-1. And Tammy, finally, David Hasselhoff turned 72 last week. He played Mitch Buchanan on Baywatch. Baywatch had 2 spinoffs. Name either one of them.
Oh, gosh. I have absolutely no idea. I don't know.
Talk about jumping the shark. Baywatch Hawaii, which is kind of relatable because, you know, Hawaii has beaches and lifeguards. Baywatch Nights was the other, when David Hasselhoff at night now became a PI. Oh,
okay.
Yeah, and solved crimes. Wow. In addition to saving lives. What a busy schedule that is. All right. Today, Tammy ends up beating Lauren by a score of 4-1. You're not going to get any of her money, but we have a wonderful prize for you.
You'll be going to see John Party, Priscilla Block, and Larry Fleet at North Island Credit Union Amphitheater on September 21st.
Awesome. Thank you guys so much.
Enjoy that, Lauren. Have a wonderful day. Before you leave, unfortunately, I do have to have you say this.
Hi, I'm Lauren in Encinitas, and I flunked out of Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge.
Correct me if I'm wrong, that is your all-time favorite Kenny Chesney song?
It is my favorite song to drive to.
Ooh.
It's my favorite driving song. It just, it puts me in a 100% positive, happy mood every time I hear it.
So,
yeah.
Kenny Chesney at SoFi, how was it? You've been looking forward to the show for months.
I know, as you could hear, everyone in that crowd was singing along with that song, every song that Kenny did. It was just fabulous. I had such a great time. And first and foremost, this is a concert that I stayed until the very end. I haven't done that in years. Number one, because I wasn't driving. I could just stay and have a great time and not worry about how long it took me to get out of the stadium. When it was done, it was just so much fun. Plus, I went with my best friend, and Kenny's her favorite, so we just had a fabulous time. Megan Maroney played, Uncle Cracker played, the Zac Brown Band were fabulous, and Kenny brought out some special guests. He brought out Megan Maroney. Interestingly enough, he sang a song that he recently said he was never going to play in concert anymore. She Thinks My Tractor's Sexy. He brought her out to sing that with him, and they did another song, too. He also brought out Kelsey Ballerini for a couple of songs, including You and Tequila, which was great. And Uncle Cracker came out and joined him for a few as well. And then at the very end of the show, He pulls up little kids on the stage. He had two little kids that he gave helmets to, one for the Rams and then the other one for the Chargers. You can see that little moment of when he gives the girl the Charger helmet on John and Tammy's Instagram stories.
So, what's my next question? What do I ask everybody always when I'm out at a show?
What he opened up with.
What was his opening song?
I don't remember now. I absolutely don't remember what he opened up with.
Wait a second. You've been waiting for months for this show.
I know.
You sit all day at SoFi in the hot sun. The lights finally go down. You don't remember what he came out to?
I don't remember what he opened up with. I had such a good time. I sang so much at every song.
All right.
I don't know.
I'm going to give you a multiple choice question because I happen to know. I looked it up.
All right.
Was it Beer in Mexico? Was it Living in Fast Forward? Or was it Keg in the Closet?
I believe it was Beer in Mexico.
Were you at this concert?
I say that because I remember taking a video of that one pretty early.
Apparently,
I just don't remember. Was it Keg in the Closet?
Lots of beer is at SoFi. No, you're wrong on that one as well. It was Living in Fast Forward.
Oh.
Looking at this set list, though, he did 27 songs.
Yeah, he was
great.
That
is a lot of music.
He was great.
I have a question.
Uh-huh.
Did you take a random shot from a random vendor in the parking lot?
No.
So I've never seen this anywhere else I've been to for shows, except for SoFi.
Yeah.
There was, when I went to see Beyonce last year, and there was all these people selling shots in the parking lot. And it wasn't
shots?
Like...
Yes.
Yes. And it wasn't like,
I thought you said shirts. They're selling booze? They're selling shots?
Yes. I was shocked. I couldn't
believe they allowed it.
I was shocked, too, because I'm like, God, don't they have to have, like, a permit to sell booze?
Oh, yes.
But, yeah, they're out there selling shots of booze.
I mean, it's not
currently. They certainly cannot be legal.
But no one's stopping them.
Nobody was stopping them. And they're literally holding, like, a bottle of tequila in their hand. And they're like, shot for $5, and they just pour it in your mouth. That seems so unsafe.
There were several that had big coolers, and they had... nice tequila in there.
Yeah.
They had really good stuff. But yeah, no, I didn't do that. I was like, I don't think I want to do that.
Wait a second. You didn't let some random dude just pour a shot of tequila into your mouth? Tell me, I used to know you used to party.
Okay, listen. I did not there, but I can't lie about it. I did at the hotel.
You let some random guy throw a shot down here?
When we were leaving, we ran into a couple who were also going to Kenny Chesney. Super sweet couple from Austin, Texas. And the guy whips out a bottle out of his coat. He said, "We're pre-gaming. Are you pre-gaming with us?" And I said, "Okay."
Now that's
the Tammy. It was Casamigos. I'm like, "Okay."
Now that's the Tammy I know.
So I did. I did not know him, but there you go.
So I'm having a gentleman's day with Roger the puppy today. I haven't seen Roger. I've seen him, but he hasn't been over at the house overnight with me. You know, my daughter Abby, who lives in Del Mar with her boyfriend, we share custody of Roger the puppy.
Mm-hmm.
Because my youngest daughter Julia was visiting last week. I said, why don't you guys just hang out with Roger? Because Julia doesn't get to see Roger.
Yeah.
So I went over there on Sunday, yesterday, made them breakfast, and Roger's been so standoffish to me. He's like, "Oh, hi. I guess I'll let you pet me. Go ahead.
He's getting a lot of extra love because Julia was there. That makes sense.
And he's, "Oh, look who's come back. Look who's come back to say hi. My quote-unquote dad." Oh, I saw it in his little beautiful brown eyes.
Mm-hmm.
I'm taking Roger to the groomer today.
Nice.
Going to get my boy all handsome. He's been kind of a shaggy dog lately.
Well, we look forward to seeing pictures of him. Do you give him, like, the little bow tie or handkerchief after he's done?
They do put a little bow tie on him, yes.
And I
love it.
It's
absolutely adorable. I wish he'd keep it on. You know, there's bow ties for special occasions only, as Roger's very strict about that.
All right.
Hey, anybody else having a problem getting their dog grooming appointment taken care of? I have been on the books for like 6 weeks to get Roger's haircut. Is it? You have no idea.
I have no idea.
Sophia doesn't get groomed every...
Not anymore. Mm-mm.
Really?
Mm-mm.
She doesn't get her hair cut?
Mm-mm. She doesn't need to.
Oh. Well, I don't know. For whatever reason, it's taking me like 6 weeks to get an appointment for Roger the puppy.
We don't get Ray groomed, but she does get her toenails clipped. Finding appointments is rough.
I wonder if this is the time when all dog groomers go on vacation like everybody else does.
Yeah, maybe.
Either way, if you see us walking the village, it's Roger, the handsome, dapper puppy, and his dumpy dad owner.
Stop calling yourself dumpy. Why do you do that?
I think we need to have a Jontervention.
Jontervention?
Yeah, because I need you to stop being so hard on yourself.
Oh, stop
it. Because you've been very hard on yourself today.
Come
and I just want you to know you're a lovely human. Well. Sometimes we fall asleep at things, like you fell asleep Friday night at the show.
Mm-hmm.
Just sometimes it happens. You're a regular human, and you're a pretty good guy.
That's the full endorsement.
Can't wait to put that one on my tombstone. Here lies John. He's a pretty good guy.
Yeah. Hey.
You can do worse. You can do worse.
Absolutely.
You can do worse.
I think that's actually great.
John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON.
But there you go.
So I'm having a gentleman's day with Roger the puppy today. I haven't seen Roger. I've seen him, but he hasn't been over at the house overnight with me. You know, my daughter Abby, who lives in Del Mar with her boyfriend, we share custody of Roger the puppy.
Mm-hmm.
Because my youngest daughter Julia was visiting last week. I said, why don't you guys just hang out with Roger? Because
sure.
Julia doesn't get to see Roger.
Yeah.
So I went over there on Sunday, yesterday, made them breakfast, and Roger's been so standoffish to me. He's like, oh, hi. I guess I'll let you pet me. Go ahead.
He's getting a lot of extra love because Julia was there. That makes sense.
And he's, oh, look who's come back. Look who's come back to say hi. My quote-unquote dad. Oh, I saw it in his little beautiful brown eyes.
Mm-hmm.
I'm taking Roger to the groomer today.
Nice.
Going to get my boy all handsome. He's been kind of a shaggy dog lately.
Well, we look forward to seeing pictures of him. Do you give him, like, the little bow tie or handkerchief after he's done?
They do put a little bow tie
love
on
those.
Him, yes. And
I
it's
love it.
Absolutely adorable. I wish he'd keep it on. You know, there's bow ties for special occasions only, okay. As Roger's very strict about that.
All right.
Hey, anybody else having a problem getting their dog grooming appointment taken care of? I have been on the books for like 6 weeks to get Roger's haircut. Does it? You have no idea.
I have no idea.
Sophia doesn't get groomed every...
Not anymore. Mm-mm.
Really?
Mm-mm.
She doesn't get her hair cut?
Mm-mm. She doesn't need to.
Oh. Well, I don't know. For whatever reason, it's taking me like 6 weeks to get an appointment for Roger the puppy.
We don't get Ray groomed, but she does get her toenails clipped. Finding appointments is rough.
I wonder if this is the time when all dog groomers go on vacation like everybody else does.
Yeah, maybe.
Either way, if you see us walk in the village, it's Roger, the handsome, dapper puppy, and his dumpy dad owner.
Stop calling yourself what? Dumpy. Why do you do that?
I think we need to have a jaunt-tervention.
Jaunt-tervention?
Yeah, because I need you to stop being so hard on yourself.
Oh, stop
it. Because you've been very hard on yourself today.
Come
and
on.
I just want you to know you're a lovely human. Well. Sometimes we fall asleep at things, like you fell asleep Friday night at the show.
Mm-hmm.
Just sometimes it happens. You're a regular human, and you're a pretty good guy.
That's the full endorsement of
Can't wait to put that one on my tombstone. Here lies John. He's a pretty good guy.
Yeah. Hey.
You can do worse.
Absolutely.
You can do worse.
I think that's actually great.
John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON.